How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
It's Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Pardon my French. What the fuck was that? This is Dem Thrones Boys. Rich Keith here, joined by Rickon, Von Dickon, Ryan Davey. Davey, dare I ask, how are you?
I feel fine. I don't know what the big deal is. I'm good.
You feel fine. All right, Shime time. Bay, how's Shime?
I have been swimming in a pool of my own vomit for the last 45 minutes.
I just thought that was... All right, we'll go through the whole thing kind of, you know, soup to nuts here. But my first thing was just be Bran the Broken. Bran the Broken is the...
That makes sense.
The king.
Sure is.
And Davey, you don't seem to have a problem with this?
I don't really have a problem with it. I really don't.
Why do you think it was... I'm not necessarily saying that you think it was the right move, but why are you A-okay with it? I'm curious.
I'm okay with it because thinking of the alternatives, right? I think the idea... And we talked about this last time where we talked about maybe the best thing for is to have separate kingdoms, right? And I think you got a little bit of that. And I think the idea was that they wanted to pick someone who didn't necessarily want to be on the throne. So that's why you didn't get, honestly, why you didn't get Sansa, is she wanted it. So you could see it in her face that she wanted it pretty badly. And they had, the uncle there, they told him like, sit
Edmure?
Down.
Edmure. Yeah. He was like,
no,
I too him here. Like, sit down, dude. Sit
but you had, Mother's Milk, young Aaron sitting over there. He was having a
he looked
time,
pretty grown right? up. I have to say
he looked pretty grown up.
Clearly it works for them.
Strong bones.
Really strong
Real
bones.
Strong bones.
First for Tormund, then for Robin.
So for me, this is I never saw John being king ever. It was just part of that character. Like, he didn't want it. He never did. And I thought, what a send off for him to just send him into the woods. Like, you knew the second they said he was going to go back to the Night Watch that he wasn't staying there. Cause the whole thing with Tormund saying that, like, you got the true North in you, like, you knew he was never going back.
Yeah, Chad, you kind of were on that one before. John and Tormund kind of hanging out together at the end. That's really
yeah,
pretty.
And I'm okay with that ending. I think what frustrated me is the way they got there. Like, it's not. I think it was dumb and stupid and ridiculous that Bran is on the throne. Like, first and foremost, I think it's a complete and utter letdown. It's like, what the fuck's the point? All this kid does is sit and get high, and he knows the history. Good for him. Make him a maester or an advisor. Don't make him the fucking king.
Well, he did say one thing that was super cool, though, where he was like, where's Drogon? And he's like, maybe I can find him.
He's going to warg. So you want your king to be a warg?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. No,
oh, yeah.
It's like, off. Get out of here.
You should have a warg on the small council. I don't need the king to be this guy who's like, he's not even Bran Stark anymore. He's like the three-eyed raven or some other bullshit, or whoever knows who he is.
It's literally a world of magic and dragons and wars with swords and fighting. And you decide to have this king who sits in a chair and gets high on fucking trees.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, he is a tree. Right.
Yeah. Basically,
he might be a tree. Yeah. It's hard to really say. This was one step above it all being a dream.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Dude, this sucked. And I was very positive about this season. I was more positive than most people in the world. Mm-hmm. There was 500,000 people signed a petition, like a bunch of idiots, to try to get this thing changed. I was going through and I'm like, okay, it's kind of quick. But the Lannisters are dead. It happened where Cersei wanted to be. That's not how I wanted her to die, but I kind of got the significance of it. This lost me. And I'll tell you what, this was an hour and 20 minutes. The first 30 or 40 minutes, I really liked the episode. I was kind of on the edge of my seat. I was like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? The stuff with Dany was awesome. It reminded me of like Star Wars good, like dark side stuff. Like, her being in charge. Like, it seemed like she was like Emperor Palpatine. Like, it was that good. And everybody was scared of her and all this other stuff. And then as soon as she died, boom, something happened. There was a fucking time jump. A time
just
jump?
Just weeks.
What was that?
Just a week or two.
So you're going to tell me that Grey Worm was going to kill everybody because Danny said so. But then they're going to find the guy who killed Danny and we're going to hold him prisoner now?
That seems to be a bit of an inconsistency. I will. It seems to be a bit of a.
Oh, I had a real problem with that. I had a real problem with that. They're like, Grey Worm's never heard of a prisoner. There's no such thing as a prisoner to Grey Worm. And now the guy who kills Danny, who freed him, and he's obsessed with, and he killed him. He's like, we'll hold him prisoner till he looks like Passion of the Christ. Then all of a sudden, we're going to wait till the small council shows up where all of his best friends and family are there, and like then he's going to get free. Like, come on.
Speaking of Passion of the Christ, they built John up to be this Christ-like character. They literally killed him and resurrected him only just to stab Danny. That's it. So that's the only reason you resurrected him. That seems like a lot of work.
Again, I like that scene. Again, I'll try to spin it. Game of Thrones boys being positive here for a moment. Right before it happened, I looked at my wife as they were in that room, which was cool because it like they turned it into a convertible. You had like the Iron Throne, no rough. And all of a sudden, he's standing there talking to her. And oh, by the way, Danny shows up. She's like, oh, hey, John. Like, before it was crazy, right? But we're good. And he's like, you killed a lot of kids. And she's like, yeah, but they were bad kids. And then so they're like looking at each other. And I look at my wife. I'm like, oh, he's killing her, right? And she's like, I don't know. And then boom, stabs her. Now. But
there was that split second where you didn't know who stabbed who.
Yes, exactly. It was perfect.
Yes,
it was fantastic television.
That was a really good television. And then
we had 45 minutes left.
Also, the saddest scene maybe in the history of television is Drogon finding a dead Danny.
And trying to nudge her. He's doing the nudge.
He nudged her like a dog would do. Now, this is another question. And you know me, I'm very pro-dragon. I always speak very highly of dragons, and I'm big in dragon rights and everything else. Are we led to believe that Drogon is like super duper smart and realizes that the throne ruined Danny, and that's why symbolically he burns down the throne and then takes your body and flies away?
Or maybe it's like if she can't have it, nobody can have it kind of thing.
Hmm. I think it's even more so like a kid that like gets super, super sad and angry just starts breaking shit.
Could be. Now, why didn't Drogon try to kill Jon?
He's a Targaryen.
He loves Jon.
And there's a moment where, remember, he woke up and you didn't see him and he was like covered in ash and he was covered in like rubble and he woke up.
That was really cool.
And he kind of looked at him, kind of gave him the sniff and let him go.
Yeah, but he likes Jon, but that was before he killed Danny.
Well, Drogon knows what he did. Even if he's dog smart, he knows he did a bad thing. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Like when they like eat your lunch and you're like, did you see my lunch? And they're like, no, I don't think so. Like, yeah.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. It's like my sandwich is missing. You're the only other person in here. You're like, oh.
Yeah. But if he tried to burn Jon, would it even work?
I was waiting for that. I didn't think it would, but he didn't.
And maybe
even try.
He knew it would because he knows what a Targaryen smells like. Maybe he knows it wouldn't work if he tried to kill him like that.
Now, I'll tell you what, the big time upset, Danny, Danny dying is not the upset, but the fact that Danny died and Drogon is still in the world, that is a big upset.
Yeah.
I mentioned that to you before in the pregame. I said, you know what? He could be just flying over the Doom of Valyria now, just kind of chilling, doing his thing.
So anyway, so we'll go through it here. So the very beginning, I thought was the beginning of the episode was pretty cool. You got like Tyrion walking through, checking everything out, just like seeing all the carnage that Dany created from last episode. And then he eventually goes and finds Cersei and Jaime because some people were thinking, hey, maybe there's an off chance that they made it. They did not make it. They were definitely killed by rocks.
Killed in an embrace, in a lover's embrace.
That's got to
exactly
be
where they should have died.
Shakespearean. And
like, as kind of shitty as their death was in a way, like Tyrion finding them and that emotional reaction was really good. And it was really good television.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I think this was Peter Dinklage's strongest episode.
I completely agree.
In years. I think he, instead of doing like the overacting thing, I think it was pretty good by him.
You're said to predict them.
Thor, you'll die. I can't even do it right now. I'm just emotionally sapped. But
how close were we in the pre-show, Sean? I was talking about we might get a Jon Snow v. Grey Worm.
I really wanted it.
I thought it was close. If we got that, let's say it was one-on-one. Snow's got his sword. Grey Worm has his spear. Who wins?
I feel like Grey Worm wins. So I'm going to go with Grey Worm.
My gut's telling me Grey Worm, so I'm going to go. I think Jon pulls it out.
I think Jon wins.
I think it's a like a slugfest. I think these guys are probably outside of the top 8 or 10 solo fighters, but I think they're kind of an even match. But I think Jon wins on guts.
On guts and glory.
On guts and glory alone.
Speaking of best fighters in Westeros, are you sad that Dario Naharis just not around?
It's complete bullshit that he's not there.
They brought back
Yara.
They brought back Mother's Milk, and they didn't bring back Dario Naharis.
Yeah, they bring Yara, they bring Mother's Milk.
And Edgar Tully.
Edgar
Tully, yeah.
What? You bring this idiot back, like who married the Frey girl, and meanwhile Dario Naharis would have been great. Now they screwed that up. He should have been back last season and early this season.
Yes,
but they could have really used him for sure. That was
some maybe bogus, if he was around, Danny wouldn't have died.
Also, the scene at the beginning. I thought there was some cool imaging. Again, it looked a lot like the bad guys in Star Wars, but Arya. Wasn't she on a horse
at the end of the last?
I thought she was leaving. Then she's there all of a sudden. Yeah.
What happened to the horse?
I don't know. And there was the other thing too, like the entire roof. And this is just like us nitpicking now, but like the entire roof of the throne room is gone, but there's a clear path to the throne. There's no like rubble in the way.
No. I think that was done more so. It's kind of silly, but I think at the same time, it was more so done to mirror that vision that Danny had of finally getting to the throne and reaching out to it and then turning away from it.
Yeah, I get it. It's just like, realistically, there would be some rubble, some debris in the way.
Perhaps.
You'd believe
there
would
be. And way more of it. I don't think you'd see any floor.
No, I did like the scene where, you know, you have all the Unsullied in the Dothraki, and then you have Drogon and Dany come flying by, and then they drop her off, and then he circles back, and he's perched atop one side. They have an enormous banner. Who, I don't know who printed that out. I don't know who was carrying that. I don't know who posted. I don't know who pinned that up. I guess they
took it off one of the ships, maybe?
Maybe. How many men do you think it took to hang that thing? But either way, it looked very cool. And then the coolest image, I think, maybe of the entire season, and there's actually been some good like imaging, was Dany walking straight out and then Drogon's wings coming out. Yeah. And it looked like her. That was sick. I love that.
Hey, say something cool.
We will break the wheel.
Dude, how good was her speech though? She seemed a little unhinged, perhaps.
It would have been nice if it were in the common tongue.
Would have helped, yeah. But when she said, but I think it sounds better in the Dothraki.
Yeah.
And when she said the war is not over, everyone's like,
what do you mean?
You kind of murdered a million people here, boss.
Like, who are we fighting? There's no one else here. It's just us.
Who's left?
it's just us.
There's ash. It looks like people have sprinkled the remains of the dead in the air, and you're like asking for more. And then it was a great line too, where she's like, we're gonna free everybody. We're gonna go up to Winterfell, and like Jon Snow's like, what?
he's like,
time out.
You're doing what? Hold on. There's nothing. Nothing's going on there.
But the one cool thing I thought about that is like when Jon and Tyrion are talking, and right before he kills Dany. And he's saying something about how like the people of the world like won't have a choice.
Yeah.
Like they don't have a choice. Like you have a choice, you know? And then he's talking to Dany and he's like, well, who's going to decide like what's right? Like who decides what's right? And she said, they don't have a choice.
And she's like, I know what's right.
You're like, okay.
Yeah. Would you not watch last episode?
Yeah.
Yikes. What'd you think of Tyrion looking at her and popping the hand little pin off and saying not having it?
At least someone showed some balls, for God's sake, you know?
Seriously.
Yeah.
But I think he knew he was dying anyway. Because she knew about Jamie.
Are you surprised she didn't just kill him right then?
No, you can't do that.
Well, and I also think she like still had affection for him as her advisor, because she even said to John, she's like, I can't let him free even if it breaks my heart. So like, I think that's kind of why she kept him prisoner at first.
But also, you can't kill your hand right in front of people. You know what I mean? Unless without, then you just look crazy. But the other thing too,
can't you though? I mean, she did.
No, because then it makes you look stupid because you picked him.
Yeah, you did.
Also true.
Yeah, true.
At least that's my kingly mind anyway. But like, I can't kill him because then like I look stupid for picking him in the first place.
Yeah. You should be like, take him out back.
Yeah.
But then, so anyway, up until that point. So then when John kills Danny, and then when Drogon sees what happens, that whole scene, I'm like, at that point, really good episode. Like
fantastic.
On its way to being the best episode of the season.
Like fade to black. Like that's good.
Yep. Right there. Yes. Let's see what's going on. Like I didn't know how they were gonna do it. Like we talked about it before the episode started. Like I wasn't sure exactly what I was looking for, but it wasn't this. I wrote in
my like mental notes that John killing Danny is the true end of the series. The rest of it is like epilogue.
When Drogon flew away with Dany in her claws, that's and it went black, it should have stayed black. It should have been done. I didn't need any, you telling me how anything pans out. I didn't need 5 years later. I didn't need any of that shit. I didn't need to see Bran sitting on the effing Iron Throne. That was it. The story's over at that point. Like the story of Ice and Fire at that point is done.
So then they time jump and it's sort of like it's like an undisclosed amount of time. And we already talked about right off the top about how, like, it doesn't make sense that John would be prisoner. Like, those guys just wouldn't hold him prisoner. And so now they're holding John and Tyrion. And you knew that – I thought Tyrion was sent to death. But then they're like, let's wait. And so you're telling me that Grey Worm and company are going to be like, hey, let's see what Sansa has to say and like, all these other people and, like, bunch of characters that we've actually never met and we don't know who they are. Like, what does Grey Worm know about some of those people on the council?
But Grey Worm only takes orders. He doesn't give orders. Like, he doesn't make decisions. He just takes orders. Like, that's what he does. And there's no one to tell him what to do.
But she just named him, what?
Master of War.
Master of War, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he could kill a prisoner, especially if he knew the prisoner killed the queen.
Well, he did with the Lannister prisoners.
Yeah, he killed all of them.
And she didn't give him a direct order.
She did, because he said, like, I do what my queen tells me to do.
I just thought it was out. Yeah, no, he did. But yeah. I just thought it was outrageous that all of them were just gathered around there. I'm like, what is this? Like, how long did that take to happen? And then so Arya's going to see what happened to John and just, like, bounce?
And be okay with it?
I don't think so. And then she's going to go up to Winterfell, I guess, and then come back. And now she's on the small council. And then so they get all those people together. And then I did think it was kind of funny that Samwell tries to like invent democracy
and everyone laughs like, at him.
Yeah, that would never work. Yeah. But like, so I mean, that was whatever that was. But I don't know.
The fact that Arya can change faces and didn't use that once, like all season, like visibly use it, like was pretty kind of upsetting.
Yeah, that'd be like Mystique just going as like the blue
Jennifer
Mystique.
Lawrence.
Just all the time. Yeah. Like, man, I don't need to change.
I don't need to do this. I just have this superpower that I'm not going to use right now. It's just, why use it?
So she's going west of Westeros. What is that?
We don't know.
What's the point?
Maybe the Earth's flat. Maybe she falls off it. Maybe she finds Kyrie Irving.
Maybe it is.
Well, I had said to you that she had always wanted to explore like the world and, you know, figure out what is beyond Westeros and stuff like that. So like her being on that ship is kind of what I had said it a couple of times. Like that's kind of how I pictured her going out if she was still alive. But just everything up to that point was trash.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Would you watch an Arya Stark spinoff series?
Of course I would.
Is it the same writers? Because I don't want these guys again.
No, they're actually writing. What are they writing now?
Star Wars.
They're writing Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Let's ruin two things that I like. This was not it.
See, here's the thing. I don't think that this episode was as bad in a vacuum, this episode isn't that bad. I think, and I said to you via text, today was like, all they had to do was play par golf on Sunday. Like, you're way in the lead. All you have to do this season is play par golf. You just have to do what you've been doing, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't.
No, they did not.
And I think this end, I believe John's end is the best one for him. I think Sansa's end is the best one for her. I think Arya's end is the best one for her. But, like, all of those parts, like, didn't really fit together because of the mess they made in the first five episodes.
I just think, yeah, I think Cersei, Jaime, the more you think about it, really poor ending for them.
Yep.
Night King, terrible ending for Night King.
Absolutely terrible.
I have no use for Bran. I really don't. Like, we've tried to figure him out for 8 seasons. I don't care enough about it. And now he's technically the most important character. So out on Bran.
It just bugs me to no end that they bashed us over the head with prophecy so much in this show, and they prophesized like the prince that was promised, which basically never came true. They prophesized all these different things, and yet instead of fulfilling on these prophecies, once you finally get to the end, you give us the guy who knows the future is now the king.
Well, so the prince that was promised, could that have been Bran?
No, he didn't kill anybody. Yeah. He didn't meet any of the requirements.
It's like, dude,
it's just a bunch of.
Is he a dude though? I don't even know what he is.
He can't have kids. What makes you a dude?
No, Sansa was quick to point that out, wasn't she?
And they were like, good.
She's like, no. He can't have kids. He can't have kids. Can't be him. Can't be him.
Now we'll just choose people and train them to be the king.
Mm-hmm. Like, so who's the next man up? So when somebody assassinates Bran, who do you got? Tyrion?
No. Who do I got?
Grey Worm.
They went to Nath.
No, I go Gendry.
Gendry. Yeah, so they need the new small council is Tyrion, Samwell, Davos, Bronn, and Brienne, and they need a Varys replacement. They need a Master of Whispers.
And so they
don't even have somebody like that lined up, do they?
Jack and Hagar.
So I actually have a question for you guys.
They're not bringing him back ever.
They were so convinced that they broke this wheel, but did they really? Because you still have a king, and he technically would have been like the second person in line after John killed Danny, because it would have gone John and then to the most powerful family outside of the Targaryens, which is the Starks, and he's the eldest son of the Starks.
Right.
So yeah, did you really break a wheel? Like, what?
Well,
no,
they're breaking it with Bran.
But not with John. You still have a king. Like, there's no wheel that's broken.
You have
still
a king who was a Stark, and then you have a Lannister as the Hand.
But the idea of breaking the wheel is not so much who's king, but you can't have a family line to the kingdom, like to the throne.
But like and that makes sense, but at the same time it's like, but did you really kind of only crack the wheel, right? You didn't really break it. Mm. Like, breaking the wheel implies that you are destroying this monarchy that is based in really old times. Like, breaking the wheel is destroying it completely. This just kind of cracked the wheel.
Well, I mean, this is kind of like, there is still a king, but the line of succession is the wheel. Where like you but like so like every time a king needs to be replaced, they talk about it and go through that whole process again. Instead of just being like, you don't end up with a Joffrey. You don't end up with like people like that, you know?
And that's true. But at the same time, there's plenty of people that they could end up choosing that could end up screwing up royally. That's what bugs me, is it's still a monarchy. Like, I understand it's not a traditional monarchy. There's still one guy at the top.
Well, let me ask you this. Someone just pointed out, a friend of mine just sent me a DM via Twitter, and I need to ask this question because it's a good one. Why does Bran need a Master of Whispers if he knows everything?
He doesn't.
Maybe, you know what? But he didn't say he needed one, right? Didn't Tyrion say he needed one?
He said you're missing one. No, he said you're still missing blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. No, he doesn't need one. He doesn't really need shit. He's like a cheat code.
He also doesn't need a Master of War, because if you're implying that you broke the wheel, you shouldn't have to worry about this right now at all, right?
Yeah, what would their threats be? Like, what villain is left? There are no villains.
But there's always a time of peace that will end eventually.
If you go back to like the history, even like pre-show, and like stuff they talked about in the book, or like stuff they referenced in the show, like these houses can always all of a sudden start fighting each other. But as it stands right now, all of the best villains, and however you want to rank them, Cersei, Night King, Ramsay, ended up being Dany, Euron Greyjoy, they're all dead. Like, every single one of them's dead. Like, right now, it's just a sea of good guys right now. Yeah, and it's like a sneaky happy ending, right? Which I don't think Game of Thrones should have had.
No, and what's to say 150 years from now, Sansa doesn't have an ancestor that's a fucking psycho like Joffrey up in the north and decides, hey, I'm going to march down to the south. Now Bran's dead anyway. So no matter who you have, you still have these kings. You still have, it's still monarchies, whether it's in the north or in King's Landing. I understand that you're choosing them differently and you're choosing them when you want to. But at the same time, you really didn't break anything. You didn't uproot the issue.
You know what I also didn't like about it too, which again, going back to like the happy ending point, was I'm with you guys when you're saying, you know, you look at the Stark kids, really with the exception of Bran, and like what they're doing, like that's all pretty cool. But I kind of wanted, like, they just tied it off in like a nice little bow. I wanted something, like I wanted Jon Snow and Tormund to go north of the wall, and then all of a sudden you see like the next like Night King or like the next like White Walker, like so, like all of a sudden like, oh shit, there's still a threat over there.
Well, maybe
like,
they're going to find it. Maybe there is,
but we didn't see it. And then like same with Sansa, like somebody talking shit behind her back being like, you know, I don't think she's fit for queen. And then like Arya having to come across like just Jaqen H'ghar again being like, you screwed us or something. Like there's no like it's all just like them looking off into like the distance, like things are looking pretty good for us now. Like, come on,
it's around for everybody.
Ugh, stinks. Which character would you guys say are you the most surprised that survived the series?
Grey Worm.
100%. I thought Grey Worm was dead episode 3. I thought there's no way we're going to. And then I thought Jon Snow at least was going to kill him this episode. So Grey Worm, shockingly, is still alive. Yeah.
I'm looking around the table, like the other one that Bronn surprised me.
I'm kind of surprised Bronn made it. Yeah.
I'm surprised, like, Tyrion made it the whole way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought
Brienne,
he was going
to
go.
I thought Brienne, especially once they knighted her, I thought, all right, you're doing this for a reason. And then. Oh, do you think when she wrote in the book about Jaime, she was like, also had sex with Brienne of Tarth?
I thought she was going to write that he was the father of her kid.
You think Brienne's pregnant?
No, I thought she was going to write that in the book.
Oh, she could have.
You know, but
she would be like, and he was always in love with Brienne of Tarth. And they made sweet love.
And he had
the greatest lover he ever took.
And he was 10 inches soft.
Like, yeah,
something like that.
Something along those lines. Something very graphic in nature. Yeah. So then Sam is just the maester now. So he's just doing his maester things.
I'm surprised Podrick made it.
Pod the Rod.
Oh, I love that. Rod.
Yep.
Happy to see him in Kingsguard outfit, even though I wasn't happy with how we got there. But I was happy with him.
Sir Podrick.
Yep.
Sir Podrick.
Knight now.
He's knighted. Yep.
Even Tormund, to be honest. I thought Tormund, like, just that kind of. I thought he was one of those guys. Like when that crew, like the Magnificent Seven that went north of the wall together, all those guys, I was like, most of them aren't coming back.
And let's not forget that Ghost finally gets his
pet.
Due.
He got a pet. He finally got a pet.
He got a head nod.
He didn't look great.
He looked a little mangled, but
a little
beaten up. He's a war dog.
Most of an ear, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good scratch across the face. He's seen some stuff. Would you rather watch a Ghost spinoff show or a Jon Snow spinoff show?
Oh, give me the Ghost spinoff show.
Ghost spinoff. If you could watch any spinoff, what would it be of the characters who are alive? Oh, no, never mind. That's a dumb question. Drogon, obviously.
Obviously.
You're not going to pick Dario Naharis?
Is he even on the show anymore? I mean, he probably just like died of like natural causes like 2 seasons ago. We never even saw it. Or maybe he got smallpox. Poor bastard. All right. On the flip side of that, which character that died were you the most surprised by?
I'm not surprised that he died, but I was most bummed about Varys. I thought Varys had
I thought he was going
to
live.
Found a way to survive to the end. You know. I'm trying to think of who else. That's about it. I'm not surprised that anyone else really died, but I was bummed when Varys died.
I guess when the season started, I wouldn't have thought that Missandei was going to die, but the fact that they needed to sort of elevate Dany going crazy, it makes tons of sense. Like, if you stop and think about it. Yeah, that's pretty good. I thought there was a chance that Jamie was going to be able to survive just because he had such a crazy arc. Like, he did some of the worst stuff. He did some of the best stuff. I thought maybe this guy could find his way through, but obviously not the case.
Not the case. Not the case for Jamie. And you knew when he was approaching the rubble, they were going to see, the first thing he was going to see is the gold hand sticking out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So going into this episode, where was Game of Thrones in your like power rankings for best television shows of all time?
And number one.
It was number one.
Top five. It was. Somewhere in the five.
Yeah, this was knocking on the door. But my immediate reaction is, because I really didn't like the ending, The Wire still remains my favorite, and Breaking Bad to me is still better than this.
Breaking Bad is my all-time favorite show to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, this drops out of the top five. It drops steadily from like one to like seven.
Yeah, to me, this had a chance. Like, if this whole season was awesome, it had a chance to take over the top spot. Mm-hmm. But it ended up just being like, it's still good. And like, I'm not sitting here saying that it was a waste. Like, I know some people will, but like, it wasn't a waste to me, but it was just frustrating. It was a letdown.
So if somebody comes to me now and says like, should I watch, now that it's done, I can binge watch the whole thing. Should I watch? I think a lot of what people are upset about is just the time, the return on investment, the time you've spent watching this. Now, if you started today and just binge watch the entire thing, it might be better. I'm just saying, like, if you didn't invest 8 years or 9 years of your life into this, maybe doing it all at once, it's, you know, seeing it all happen at once, is maybe it's a little bit better. But maybe it is.
And I don't think we can discredit the great things that this show did from like the end of season two until the end of season six. Like, those four seasons of television were phenomenal.
Right.
They were like some of the best we've ever seen. And even there were a lot of high points still in season seven and season eight. They just made some missteps, but they also made some missteps at the beginning. Like, it was a little slow, but so it has its downfalls, but overall as a show, you can't just because you hated the ending doesn't mean it's not one of the best TV shows ever made.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely a great show. It just leaves you on such a sour note.
And it's not like Lost or, like you said, like St. Elsewhere, where like the ending ruins everything else. You know, this.
Right. No, like
this puts too many buttons on everything. Like you said, it was a little too happy of an ending. But like, the end of Lost like ruined the rest of the show. It made the rest of the show worse.
This isn't like that. This is like what happened before, like that happened. And like some of the other character arcs that you think about, like say like Littlefinger, for example, if you go back to like the kind of chaos that he started and then like his whole life and everything that and how that ended, like that's not affected by this. Like that happened. And like, you can enjoy that whole run. So I'm with you on that. Like, at least they didn't go like Bran gets pushed out of a tree and then like wakes up and he's like, oh man, I had a wild ass dream. You're like, oh God, like, they didn't do that. Instead, they just made him the most powerful guy in Westeros.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, ugh. So next week we will do give ourselves time to digest, and we will do a whole season recap. And I think it'll be interesting to do the best moments from the season and the worst moments from the season and see how drastic that is. And maybe it'll sway some people one way or the other. Have you noticed anything from chat? Any of you guys? Have you guys been looking in there? Say anything good?
One guy was like really upset. Let's see. Todd Thatcher.
Todd Thatcher.
Todd's really upset.
Scott Jurgensen. I love it.
I got lined up this weekend. Typically you don't really see me with hair, like, or without a hat on. So like, this is what my hair actually looks like.
Yeah.
So
he has hair.
I do have hair. Not a lot, but I do have hair.
I was told during our pregame show that my hat being forward made my face too dark, so I was told to turn it backwards.
Yep. Or you got to get some better light. You got to get a ring light or something.
Yeah, I got to get a light on this side of my computer is what I think I need.
Right, so someone's asking 0 to 6 rank stones for the entire show. Knee jerk.
Five.
The show?
The whole show.
The whole, so 8 seasons is a definite five.
It's a rock hard five.
I'm hard. The show is a hard five. The season the season.
This season's a three. For
three.
Me.
Yeah,
there have been like some sixes. There have been some sixes, some fives, maybe a four, but like mostly positive. This season was a three for me.
Yeah, I'd say a soft three for me.
I think it's a three, and I'm telling you, I wasn't that low on it until tonight. So like that just shows you what I think about this episode. So yeah, probably a three overall.
I think one of the things we should
do. Let me ask you this: is this the worst season of Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Hmm.
I think it is.
It's a toss up for me between 8 and 1.
Oh, no.
I don't think one was great.
Really?
I think one had like two or three great moments and that's it. I think this had higher highs than season one, but it definitely also had lower lows.
I really liked Robert as a character. So I think I like one better than this one.
I am going to say right now that the worst season of Game of Thrones is still better than any singular episode of Big Bang Theory.
My dad was really upset when that show finished airing the other day.
So, sorry to hear that. But yeah. How was their ending? Was it all a dream or did they?
Not really sure. I don't think so. No. I think it was more so like a science-y thing, probably. They're stuck in the quantum realm, if you will.
Yeah. Most likely. Yeah, a lot of people are they agreeing with us, it looks like here. Let's see. Somebody said season 4 is the worst. Someone said season 2 is the worst. A bunch of people are saying this is the worst.
Everyone's like, oh, they rushed this season. Like, no, it took them 2 years or 3 years to get it done.
Now,
how
soon are you to watch an episode of Game of Thrones again?
It's going to be years.
That's what I was going to say. Because I tried watching a bunch of them, you know, to get ready for this season. You know, like I think I watched every episode again ahead of time.
So I rewatched the entire thing leading up to this. I don't know if I'll ever go back.
I'm done.
I think I might. Cause like, so George is going to release those two books. I'll read those. But TV show wise, I don't think I'm ever coming back.
Yeah. I might not. I don't know if I'll watch this episode again. Probably not.
Rewatchability is not as high if you've already seen it like once or twice.
So CJM in the chat said, why did Brienne write that Tyrion killed Joffrey? I don't think she did. Did she?
No, I don't
think she did. That was written there before Brienne sat down by somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what it was believed, that Tyrion killed Joffrey. We all know that's not who killed Joffrey, but they had a trial and he lost. And so technically in their minds, whoever wrote it, he did.
Yeah. Farrah has a good point. They wasted everyone's time this season. We should sue them. Oh my God.
You tell him, Farrah.
All right, here's a good question from Jerry. Will you watch the prequels?
No. I think I'm good. Unless you tell me, you got to watch it. It's good.
Do we know what the prequels are about yet? Is one of them Robert's Rebellion?
I don't think so. If anything, I think Robert's Rebellion would be best suited as a movie. Personal opinion. I think that would be awesome, but I don't really know what the prequels are about. I talked to someone the other day that said there's three. I thought there was only one. I don't even really know all the details. When I see what it's about, I might be interested in it. I think one of the things they could do is, I've mentioned this before, they have a book of vignettes called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms that they could really kind of go off of. It's about a knight named Duncan the Tall and his mate in his squire Egg. So they could go with something like that, but that's all I got.
This is great. So Poon of Doom asked, where did Drogon go?
East.
Well, then Rutwidge responded, Drogon is jacking off Solo.
Yes. Chat not disappointing today.
Good chat tonight.
I would.
If you guys have both watched, I Think You Should Leave Now.
Yes.
No. On Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So that one where he's doing the. So it's on Netflix. It's Tim Robinson. This guy used to be on SNL. It's unbelievable. It's only 6 episodes. They're all like 15 minutes long. And he does Bozo dubbed over as like a YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's old Bozo. And he goes, I'm not even supposed to be here. I hope I don't jack off.
Yeah.
sense to say that, but it's
it doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm not supposed to be here. I hope I don't jack off.
I guess he's a serial masturbator.
I guess he is.
I'm not really sure.
And then they're like asking him because like he's the one that said to put that video on, and clearly he made it. And they're like, so is that somebody else doing the voice, or is that like what he's thinking? He's like, that's what he wants to say. yeah, Mac, did you make this video? He goes, no. It had one view and it was uploaded 2 hours ago. So anyway, if you're trying to get over great. Game of Thrones, go check out that show.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best show on Netflix right now.
There's a pretty good show. I told you I was watching. Did you watch Flinch yet?
No, Flinch.
Flinch, I gotta Flinch watch is that. Pretty good. Yeah.
Now,
rank Game of Thrones, Lost, and Dexter finales worst to best. Dexter's the worst finale I've ever seen, then Lost, then Game of Thrones. There that is.
I didn't watch either of those other shows.
Yeah, so. Me either. So I trust Davey's opinion on that.
I was just really bummed out. To summarize, if you guys are jumping in here late, to summarize, I thought Bran is just the worst. I had no interest in Bran. I thought half of this episode was really good. The other half was really bad. There was a random time jump. There was a lot of inconsistencies, a lot of characters that I don't think would have done certain things. And then the Bran stuff just leaves me like we kind of wrote him off. Like all these episodes, recaps that we had done, we're like kind of good with Bran. And we're like, yeah, kind of done with Bran. And then there he is. Oh, let me ask you this. My wife asked me this. Do you think that the Night King was trying to kill Bran because like he knew that one day like Bran was going to be the king?
I don't know. I don't know. The whole character of the Night King now is just so muddy. Like I don't like they ruined the big bad.
Terrible payoff for him.
Yeah, they ruined that whole thing.
I wish Arya didn't kill him so that he did kill Bran so that I could have had a different ending.
Well, it's funny. So a couple of things annoy me here. One, Bran, as Shyam has pointed out, was the Vegas favorite to be on the throne at the end. Sucks. So they obviously got tipped off to it or something. Yeah. Well, that just blows. So like next time there's a great show, like don't look at that because they obviously have some sort of spoiler. But it's also funny. So these Funko Pops behind me, Funko did like a whole series going into this season of characters on the throne.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Night King was one of them. Dany was one of them. Tyrion was one of them. Jon Snow was one of them. I forget if Bran was. Do you guys know if Bran was?
I don't remember seeing it because I saw all those pop up on their feed. And
I don't know if he was on there or not. So that would have been interesting if like a toy kind of tipped it off. But I don't think I don't think it did in this case. So
no, I don't think it did either.
Just a bummer.
Like, I don't think it was terrible. Like, yeah. I wouldn't call that a terrible end.
I would.
Knee jerk react. Sean, gun to your head. James, gun to your dick. You wouldn't say terrible.
Wasn't ending. Terrible. It was okay. I didn't hate it. There was
9412 wants to know where Hot Pie's at.
Still making hot pies.
Hooking them up.
The River Styx. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
My chili has been running hot. And it's just, I can't, I'm very, very unhappy with the ending to this. It was, to be as in tune with the lore and the story as I could have possibly been, and then to have gotten this shit sandwich of an ending.
Yeah.
Two-word review. Shit sandwich.
So do you think Cersei or Dany, doesn't really matter now, but do you think either one of them were really pregnant?
Dany, no. Cersei, yes.
Yeah. And then you guys think maybe Brienne is?
No, I just thought it would have been cool if she wrote that in the book.
Yeah.
But she didn't.
Actually, probably too much time has passed. Otherwise, like we would know that she was. See, even that I actually kind of would have liked. Like
Then you have a Lannister. It's another Lannister.
It's a Lannister, but like it would have to be a bastard, but it's Jaime's kid. So like who knows? And like what's the maybe Jaime's kid's gonna end up growing up to kill Bran or who the fuck knows? But like that would have been kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
A little something extra there.
Well, something to keep the line Lannister line going because Tyrion's the only one left.
Yep.
As Stone Pfeiffer says, this is the worst way any shoe should end.
It should end with the toe always.
Come on.
Or the heel, depending on which way you look at the end.
NYPD shoe. Mad about shoe. God damn it.
A lot of struggles today, man. I'm a mess.
It's only game. Why you have to be mad? It's only game.
I know. I'm just upset. I thought it was gonna be better.
Nah, it's just selfish. Better. You guys are selfish. Yeah, you had I'm 8 years.
Selfish? Yes, I'm selfish.
You're selfish.
I'm not selfish at all.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Waz says, do you guys think George R.R. Martin is going to use this as the ending for his books?
God, I hope not. I'm going to burn them all.
Now, since he's been delaying the book and delaying the book and delaying the book, do you think that his next book is going to start where this left off? Did you think the writers told him going with it and he's going to pick it up from here?
So the guy who played Barristan Selmy, my buddy actually sent me a video of this, did a Comic-Con in St. Petersburg in Russia. And they asked him about George's books, and he specifically said what he was told was that George finished his final two books. There were only 7 books. There's 5 already been released. He finished the last 2, but he signed an agreement with the showrunners not to release the books until the show was over.
Okay, so he, in my mind, then, he has the story written, right?
Yes, a certain way.
Like, he has it in his mind. So, like, then this, I'm... Here's how I picture it. He wrote, like, what, 4 or 5 books?
5.
5, including the last 2? No. He wrote 5 before this, right?
Yes.
He stopped writing for this show, mm-hmm. right? And then his books are going to pick up where this left off. That's in my mind, that would work.
So it would be.
He's going to pick off where his books left off.
Yeah, because his books left off where Stannis dies at, like, the hands of Brienne. Like, and Jon Snow dies at Castle Black. Right. And so his book should pick up there.
But why would they do that? Because you've already seen it.
Because it's going to be a different ending.
It's going to be better.
It's a different story. I'm hoping it's going to be better.
In fact, what he should have done is he should have written shit until after this, saw how mad people got, and then don't do this.
And the showrunners specifically didn't want the books to come out because they didn't want conflicting endings. They didn't want 2 endings.
But you're going
to
have that now anyway.
Yeah, but they didn't want them coming out at the same time so that the show could be its own thing at its time and then the books could be its own thing at another time.
Hmm. When it's all said and done, who is the best character in the history of Game of Thrones?
Arya Stark.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's hard to top her.
Drogon, too.
Somebody in the chat's probably going to say Hot Pie, and that's fine.
Daria Naharis, 3.
It's cool to say things that people don't expect.
I love Khal Drogo.
Oberyn was great.
I liked Oberyn Martell.
Definitely.
Jaqen H'ghar.
I like the Hound.
Hound was good. He went out like a boss. So there's an example of a guy going out on a high note. Did not happen often, but that was one.
Yeah, I'd say my 3 favorite characters are probably like Arya, the Hound, and Tormund.
Tormund's good.
Do you like Tormund?
Tyrion's good.
1-1.
1-1. Had a nice run. Children of the Forest, everybody liked.
Oh, yeah, cool.
They never showed back up.
No, that was a whole wasted thing.
Those White Walker generals we never learned anything about.
Those guys were tough.
Remember Hodor?
Right. Hodor. Oh, man. Rest in peace, Hodor.
Dude, this is honest. When we play like the Oscars thing with like everyone who died in the show.
In memoriam.
Yeah.
We could do a Game of Thrones in memoriam. That would be longer than like an episode.
Yeah.
A lot of characters kind of come and go.
Fucking Dickon Tarly, rest in peace.
Dickon.
He had a hell of a run. I'll be honest, I was in the minority with the Hodor stuff. I hated that episode. I thought that was stupid.
Really? I loved it.
I wasn't a fan.
I got very emotional.
It's an emotional show. I'll tell you, I was almost, with the way Drogon was looking at Dany, I was like, oh, don't do this. Don't do this. Hang in there, Rich. Hang in there, Rich. Mr. Nice Tuber says his favorite character was Ed Sheeran.
Some of these names are awesome.
Oh, it's great.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Checking out the show here. Yeah, so I mean, we'll look back next week on the entire season. This is more so just on this episode.
How about belly flop champion? One of the Lannister. What's the youngest Lannister? Tommen.
Yeah,
belly flop champion.
Yeah, Tommen took a header there out of it.
Another great comment in the chat from Kegel Destroyer. did John already break the agreement leaving Castle Black with the Northerners?
Yeah, because they're not gonna go get him.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. As long as he's gone, they don't care.
Yeah. Let's see. If you could steal a smooch, we'll change it that way, Montana. If you could steal a smooch from any of the female characters or male characters, who cares? Either way, who would you guys choose? I'm going with, I will answer first, Marjorie Tyrell.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great choice.
Thank you.
I'm going to actually go with Talisa, Robb Stark's brief wife.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Good one.
And I'm going to go, just so we don't all enter Dornish, the Alaria Sand.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Good one. Good one.
Exotically. Good one.
Jerry Swanee says, are you upset that we saw no elephants?
Devastated.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Would have liked to have seen an elephant. I would have liked to have seen an elephant.
Would have been a nice like jab at Cersei if we got a visual right there at the end scene of Drogon like flying over some place over, you know, east of Westeros, mm-hmm. and he flying over a herd of elephants.
Cheryl brings up a good point. Lyanna Mormont was one of my favorite characters too.
Oh, that was a good character. Will there ever be a show again that is popular enough to get us to do a live recap episode on YouTube?
Yes, there's got to be something. Something's going to take its place.
It's going to take a while, though, I think.
I don't know, man. I mean, I hope Watchmen's good, but it's... I don't know.
We're not going to do this for Watchmen. No, maybe the boys. Maybe it's the boys.
Maybe the boys. Them boys.
The issue is I think a lot of TV shows nowadays are very niche to some people. They don't reach this such a wide audience that Game of Thrones did. It hit everywhere. Like I'm more surprised when I meet someone that hasn't seen this show than I am when I meet someone that has.
Mm-hmm.
Could we be Dem Boys Boys?
Ooh.
Dem Boys Boys?
Dem Boys Boys.
Someone brought up the Mandalorian. We could do the Mandalorian. I bet that show is going to be good.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Hope so. Yeah, it's not the Mandalorians.
Did you guys see the preview for Westworld season 3?
I am all out on that show.
Oh, I couldn't have bailed harder off of season 2.
I never even started.
Ugh. But you see Jesse Pinkman's in it, though.
Oh, boy. I didn't see it. I didn't see that. No, I'm so far out on that show. But I'm missing the Barry season finale right now.
Oh, I'm all caught up on that. Well, I haven't watched this episode, but that's a good show.
The new show on HBO, Chernobyl, is supposed to be pretty good.
It's a miniseries, isn't it?
I think so.
I think we should just do... I think you should leave with Tim Robinson from Netflix.
Okay, we'll just do like a breakdown episode. The like 8-minute episode, break it down.
Just do best jokes from each episode and just recreate them.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a show drop off as fiercely as Westworld? Like the first season was like super good in my mind. And then just boom, gone.
Yes, I have.
Friday Night Lights.
True Detective.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
ooh, good call.
But then they brought that back, though.
That's true. Three was a lot better than two. That's a good point.
Mahershala Ali, if I could talk.
Oh,
knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he was awesome. Mm. He was great.
I used to. I'm talking to my wife like this. Mm. That's how he did in the whole show. Like when he was old, Mahershala Ali. He would start and begin every sentence with. Mm. He'd go like this. Ready. Mm. I don't want to talk about that young lady. Watch it again and tell me I'm wrong.
What? No, you're not. No, you're definitely right. He definitely makes a lot of noises he makes. Oh, Stranger Things. Yeah, G. Moya, you're right. Stranger Things.
You didn't like great. We do Stranger, but that's a binger, cool. though.
It's tough because it's not a weekly show. It's not episodic.
Maybe we'll just... Yeah, that's a good point. We'll like set the date. We'll be like, all right, everybody has until this date, and then we're jumping in and doing it.
And we like someone's bringing up a good point. We have a lot of Marvel TV to watch.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's true.
I think so. It depends how they do it, though, because like so the thing that Game of Thrones is so like captivating with was that it had like that weekly episodic release. And so there was all this anticipation in those 7 days leading up to it. But with all these other shows, we're in this culture now where it's just, okay, here's 10 episodes, mm-hmm. binge to your heart's content. And so like, I don't think that any other show is going to have the pull that this show had.
It's going to have to be an HBO show again, I think. Like yeah, a really good HBO show.
TV show is going to get this.
Probably not. No.
Question. If you had to slap one of the peoples in the show, which one?
Okay.
Joffrey.
Oh, yeah. Joffrey's like punch would be Ramsay, but like slap would be you'd slap 100%. Joffrey.
Yeah.
You'd cry. Slap him. Yeah.
Keith, we have a big time update for you.
Okay.
Thanks to Corey, the runner of the Game of Thrones death pool that we're a part of.
How do I do?
There's currently a three-way tie for the lead. That includes your boy.
What do you guys got to do? Isn't there tiebreakers?
Yeah, there's tiebreaker questions. I think they're just going through everybody's things still first. But
we only had one death today, right? Was Danny the only death in the episode tonight?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for me. You guys got anything else?
Yeah, this has been a wonderful exercise in what we can do. Thank you to everybody who's been coming and watching all of these things. Let's do more of this stuff. Stuff, man.
We got to find something this compelling, but this was good. So we will, if you jumped in late, you can obviously watch it on the YouTube, or I will post it soon on the hashtag Dork iTunes and just podcast page there. Next week, I think you guys, if you're still up for it, we'll do a whole recap of the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Give our a chance to settle in, come up with some better digest the season and the episode. Sometime this week, John Wick 3.
John Wick.
Davey's already seen it. I got to go see it, and then we'll break down John Wick. Back to our normal type of episode.
I don't want to give too much away.
All right.
But wingo.
You can check us out on Twitter at Dork Podcast, at Arvon D, and at Shime Time. Of course, subscribe to the podcast on the iTunes. Great stuff. Thanks for watching this. Thanks for subscribing to the YouTube channel and everything else. So for Rickon Von Dickon, for Shime Time, I am Keith. Another perfect episode.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.